Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. It's been 3 months since historic Lahaina, located in West Maui, was devastated by a fire that destroyed the town, leaving residents with unimaginable grief over the loss of lives, homes, and livelihoods. The island of Maui is home to a tightly knit community of approximately 160,000 residents. And while Lahaina respectfully remains closed to the public, West Maui accommodations north of the town have begun to reopen to visitors, a significant step towards community healing and renewal. And those visitors returning to Maui are playing a crucial role in sustaining jobs, supporting local businesses, and bolstering the entire community who rely on tourism. On the line to tell us more is Mike White, former general manager of Lahaina's Plantation Inn, which was destroyed during the fire. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Mike, you're a veteran in Hawaii's hospitality industry and a longtime resident of Maui. How are the people of Maui doing 3 months after the fire devastated the town?
Well, as you can imagine, they are hurting, but they're each navigating through this in their own special way. But it's going to take some time for them to process, to heal, and to focus on rebuilding their lives. But the people of Maui are very resilient. They're hardworking, and they have a lot of aloha towards each other. And that's going to get us through these challenging times. It's important to realize that 85% of the jobs in Maui are dependent either partially or fully on the visitor industry. So the return of visitors is critical to our recovery.
Was the entire island affected by this devastating and historic fire, or has most of it remained open?
Actually, the vast majority of Maui has been unaffected and untouched by the fires and has remained open. Lahaina, as you know, is closed to the public out of respect to the community. Lahaina is a small pocket in West Maui where most of the accommodations have reopened. Meanwhile, the rest of Maui, like Kahului, Wailuku, Kihei, Wailea, Upcountry, and Hana remain open and are welcoming travelers. In fact, their local jobs, their local businesses, and the entire community rely heavily on tourism.
How important is it for visitors to return to Maui, and what can they expect when they arrive there?
Well, if you love Maui, we'd love to welcome you back. If you haven't been, then it's time for you to come, because Maui has incredible beauty found nowhere else in the world. And you can, in the morning, hike through a rainforest. In the afternoon, you can walk on mountaintops, or you can visit upcountry rustic ranches, or you can visit a roadside farm stand and pick out your favorite fruit, like a pineapple. And later in the day, enjoy a world-class meal prepared by Maui's award-winning chefs. Or a specialty on this island is the Maui Ocean Center, where we are today, to learn about Maui's marine life and their conservation initiatives protecting the ocean and our fragile ecosystems. Or you can engage Hawaiian cultural practitioners to share traditions like lauhala weaving or take guided hikes in the forest. At this point, it's very important, and the most generous way to help Maui is by visiting these local businesses and local spots. And to find out more about the Maui recovery, you can go to gohawaii.com/Maui.
Do you live in Lahaina, or how did this fire affect you personally?
No, I live upcountry, and we had a fire start about a mile from our house, but it went in a different direction than towards us. But I lived in Lahaina for about 12 years before moving upcountry.
As former general manager of Lahaina's Plantation Inn, which was destroyed during the fire, what's next for you?
Well, I retired 2 weeks before the fire.
Oh.
So, but my heart goes out to especially the employees that I've worked with for so long. But Maui is a very special place, and we'll rebound from this.
What would you say to those who may be reluctant to visit Maui in the wake of this tragedy?
Actually, the people who are reluctant are the people that we know are thoughtful and considerate, and those are the visitors that we're looking for. And as they come, we expect them to come and enjoy everything that Maui has to offer. But at the same time, pack a little patience and grace, because even a well-meaning question might be a little bit difficult for some people to handle at this point. But one way that visitors can express their aloha is by refraining from asking people what they've been through. But again, you know, we'd love for you to be a part of Maui recovery, and we invite you to join us at our wonderful island home.
Tell us again how we can get more information.
You can go to the website gohawaii.com/Maui for more information on activities and all kinds of things that you can do here on Maui.
Thank you so much for talking with us, and aloha.
Aloha to you.